son Shira is being sponsored by the Nussbaum family of Paramus in memory of Achav Shmuel ben Achav Meir Zal. So we're continuing the Shiurim of the Jewish life cycles. I wanted to speak a little bit about the ideas of Chinuch, of Pialocha, what exactly the role of Chinuch is. So this week hopefully we'll talk in terms of Mitzvah Seh, and then next week we'll talk a little bit more in terms of Mitzvah Lo Saseh. So the Gemara has the phrase, the concept of Higil Chinuch, a Katan Shigil Chinuch, that a parent is required to train a child to begin doing the Mitzvah Saseh. So the Gemara says that obligation of Chinuch is only an obligation Midrabanan. Even though the obligation to teach a child Torah is a mitzvah min haTorah, shnatan vanecha, that's the kosher, there's a mitzvah deraisa to teach one's child Torah. Nevertheless, to actually train them in the physical kima mitzvahs, to make sure that they say Kriya Shma, to make sure that they get the shofar, make sure they eat matzah. So that is only a chiyuv midrabanan. Even though that per se is only a chiyuv midrabanan, the Meshech Chochma has an interesting comment in Chumash in the first of the Marmakomos, which is a pasuk in Parshas Vayera when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to destroy Sodom. So he says that he's going to tell Avraham, why is that? So he describes the wonderful, special relationship that he has with Avraham Avinu. So the Torah says, Ki yedativ l'mana sheyitzavez v'anavies b'so'achra v'shamru derech Hashem l'asos tzadokho mishpat k'man havi Hashem l'Avraham eitz shedibir alav. That of all the things to single out the godless of Avraham Avinu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu emphasizes the fact that he is mitzavez banavies b'so'achra, that Avraham Avinu understood the significance of training the next generation. So the Yosemech says in his commentary in Meshech Chochma, he says that in some of this was the pasuk that Chazal understood, saw in this pasuk the significance of chinuch, that even though the pure obligation is only a dimit and rabbanon, but nevertheless you see that the Torah puts such emphasis on the idea of chinuch, that this is the reason why Avraham Avinu was singled out for this tremendous maila. So that's what prompted Chazal to institute the formal obligation of chinuch. But the bottom line is, after all said and done, the chiyuv of actual chinuch is only a chiyuv midrabanan. So there is a major machlokas in the Rishonim, really a fundamental chakira, that how to understand the nature of the chiyuv of chinuch. Do we say that the chiyuv of chinuch is something which is primarily, which is a chiyuv which is primarily a mitzvah on the parent, means that from the child's vantage point, so the child is not a mechuyav b'davar. The child is not a mechuyav b'davar, and the mitzvah is not min haTorah, not min haRabbanan. It's a chov on the father, primarily on the father, and the mother, in terms of being mechanech the children. It's a mitzvah that basically rests upon the parents. But do we say no, that the chiyav of chinuch is something which ultimately rests on the child? It means the child is labeled as a mechuyav b'davar on a level of the Rabbanan. Min haTorah, he only becomes chayv and mitzvahs asay at the time of the mitzvah. So mid Rabbanan, he's mechuyav to do mitzvahs as a mechuyav b'davar mid Rabbanan, even before the age of bar mitzvah. So this fundamental chakira is really a machlokes Rishonim. The Bochanan has a fascinating insight in his Kuntra Zivrei Sofer. Bochanan has in the beginning of Chelek Beis and Kovet Shiurim, so he has a whole collection of different things about Mitzvah Deraisa, Mitzvah Derabbanan, Tosh Shabbat Peah, very interesting reading. So Rabbi Chanan raises a question. He says, how can it be that some of the Rishonim say that a Kotan is Mechuyiv in Mitzvah Derabbanan? It's a little bit of a catch-22. What's the Mechayiv to listen to the Derabbanans in the first place? So the Mitzvah in the Torah, Lo Sosim Radavar Shagidu Chali Minu Smol. So have to turn around and say that the Kotan, who's not Chayiv in Mitzvah, is Chayiv to keep Mitzvah Midrabbanan. It doesn't make any sense. The whole Mechayiv of keeping Mitzvah in the first place is being chayiv in the mitzvah of Lo Sosor. So Bishlam, let's say I'm over by mitzvah, so the Torah says Lo Sosor, I'm bound to listen to the Chachamim. So then the Chacham can institute a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, mitzvah Neres Chanuk, and listen to Lo Sidayim. So I become a chuyav midir Rabbanan to do those mitzvahs. But when you're dealing with a Katan who doesn't have the mitzvah of Lo Sosor in the first place, so what's Shaykh to speak about him being chayiv in mitzvahs to Rabbanan? If you hold that chinuch is a mitzvah that's primarily on the parent's responsibility to make sure the child is doing the mitzvah, but if the child could sneak out of the parents and he wants to go play ball and the parent can't find him, so the child's not violating anything. But if you hold it, don't be shown that it's a mitzvah which is on the child, how do you understand it? So the Chanan develops a yisod. She uses this to explain a lot of things in this particular piece. The Chanan suggests that there's really an over all-encompassing chiyuv. That's mutal al kol b'nei adam. This goes across the board, whether you're bar mitzvah, below bar mitzvah, whether you're Jewish, whether you're not Jewish, and that's a chiyuv to do whatever the Rebbeinu Shlom wants of you. That's to do the ratzon habayre. Says Rabbi Chanan, that's a very, very tough statement. The ratzon habayre. How do you know what the ratzon habayre is? So Kadosh Baruch Hu is megala to us what his ratzon is. They give us the mitzvah, so the tayag mitzvah. That's the ratzon habayre. So that's not the whole picture. That's 90% of the picture. But then in between the lines, says Rabbi Chanan, there are other things that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does tell us the Feirish. He expects us to try to figure out what exactly he wants us to do under certain circumstances. Like this is the idea, Sometimes we speak about the spirit of the law. Sometimes we speak about, you know, Ein Ruach HaCham Neiche Men. There are some things that, strictly speaking, in Shulchan Aruch may be mutter, but somehow we have a feel that it's not mistum what the Rabban Shalom wanted of us. Like the Ramban has this idea by Novel Bashus HaTorah, you can have a guy who's eating and drinking and partying all the time, and the food is Mahadim and Mahadrim, and everything is Gebal. But somehow this is not what the Rabban Shalom's Ratzon is. What the Ramban has in Chumash also by Shabbos, that a person could figure out a stunt to keep Shabbos, he'll leave the store open, he'll have goyim working, he'll do everything for Yachayad, he learns all the Masechta Shabbos, and he figures every kunst to get out of doing Malacha. So the Ramban says, that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that's not the Shabbos Hashem that the Torah is speaking of. So there is a concept of, even beyond the strict Halacha, there's the idea of the Ratzon Hashem. So the problem is, how do you know what the Ratzon Hashem is? So, you need someone very smart to tell you what the Ratzon Hashem is. Not so easy to figure out. It's hard enough to figure out when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you something, we don't understand always what it says in the Torah. But if it doesn't even say it, if it's a question of how to apply, how to figure out what the ruach of the halacha is, so that's what the Gemara uses the phrase ruach hachamim leichemen. That sometimes you need a big chacham to tell you. So if you have big tamin chacham, if you have a bezin agadol, you have the gedolei ador tell you that this is the particular ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this is, even though it doesn't say mamish b'feirish in Shulchan Aruch, but this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want of us, so then that's a mechayev. So that's mechayev everybody. It's mechayev Jews, mechayev non-Jews. That's what Rabbi Chanan says, that Bilam is criticized for going to curse Klal Yisrael. Why was he criticized? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he's allowed to go. So the answer is that Bilam knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't really want him to go. He pushed HaKadosh Baruch Hu hard enough until he said, okay, yeah, go ahead. But he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't really want him to go. So whenever you do something that's against what the emes Ratzon Hashem is, that's not a problem. So Rabbi Chanan says, Mestama, that's the idea that the Chachamim can be mechayev, even a child in chinuch. Why is that? The Chachamim are just telling us that, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants even the kids to get into the spirit of doing mitzvahs. How do you know that? First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this, that the little kids should be doing mitzvahs also. So technically speaking, it's not a tzivui of Hashem, but the Ratzon Hashem it is. So says Rabbi Chanan, that's what it means when we say that a katan is a mechuyev v'davar midrabanan, because he himself is a mechuyev v'davar, because the nature of the chiyuv of chinuch, that even though it's not a mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's clearly the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's called the mechuyev v'davar also, that's a mechuyev v'davar la'asos ritzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it's not a b'feirish etzivoy. You can't have the idea, even the katan, who, as strange as it sounds, he's not mechuyev in losasor, but Rav HaPichay, he could still be chayev in the mitzvah of chinuch. So how does this machlokes reflect itself? Whether the obligation of a katan is a chiyuv on the parent, or the obligation of a katan is the obligation himself. So this is a machlokes that we show him in Maseches Brachos and the Sefer in the Marmakomos. Amr of Chibur Ab, Amr of Yechanan, the Olam in the Moses Rami, the Chavos and Shiachos Kizayis Dagon. The halacha is, when it comes to Birchos Hamazon, so if I didn't eat, I can't be motzi you in benching. I have to eat at least bare minimum of a kizayis. So comes Rashi in the third of the Marmakomos and says, that if I ate a kizayis, so I can be motzi you. Apagav the kizayis dagan shirah the rabbanan who, even though at least the way most rishonim learn, the simple greeting of the gemara brachas of chaf is that if you eat a kizayis, so your obligation of benching is only an obligation with the rabbanan. So Rashi's bottom with the kasha, if I ate only a kizayis and you presumably ate a whole meal, so you are chayiv in benching min haTorah, the chalat of a savata, and I'm only chayiv mid the rabbanan. How can a lower level obligation be multi a higher level obligation? So Rashi says, it's not a problem. So Rashi has a very unique sheet, which has to be understood, but not the place right now. Rashi has a very unique understanding that a mechui b'davar midrabanan can be motzi a mechui b'level, a mechui b'davar midarais. As long as he's labeled as a mechui b'davar, so he can be motzi somebody else. So now Rashi asks himself, the katan shegir l'chinu chala amarachi, the Gemara says b'feirish that a katan can't be motzi a gadol in mitzvahs. Why do you say that the katan is chayav midrabanan mishum chinuch, so he should be able to be motzi the father? Says Rashi, Ahu afilu midrabanan l'mechayiv. No, he's not mechuyiv in mitzvahs, even midrabanan. The alei de'avuahu derami l'chinuch. That the chiyuv of chinuch is a chiyuv that rests upon the parent, upon the father. The father is mechuyiv to make sure that the kid shakes a lulav. The father is mechuyiv to make sure that the kid hears kiddush. But the kid is not mechuyiv. The kid can sneak away, doesn't hear kiddush. The kid is not violating anything he who's there. So Rashi says, therefore, a derabanan can be moti a deraisa, but a katan can be moti a gogul, because a katan is not even mechuyiv b'davar, even on the level of derabanan. So Rashi is taking one side of this chakira. Rashi, the Ramban has like this also in brachas, that the chiyuv of chinuch primarily rests upon the father. Another Rishon Tosfos, another Rishonim, right, not that way. That the chiyuv is basically a chiyuv on the katan himself. This idea that there's a chiyuv to make sure that the katan does mitzvahs, so the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that this chiyuv of chinuch changes per mitzvah and it changes per katan. So Tanur Rabbanan in the fourth of the Mamakamas in Sukkah Daf Mendez, Tanur Rabbanan katan ideal in Anaya chayav alulav. Once a child knows how to shake a lulav, so then he's chayav in the mitzvah of lulav. If once he knows how to get dressed, chayav b'tzitzis, then he has to wear tzitzis. Lishmo tefillin, once he knows how to keep his tefillin safe, aviv lekech lo tefillin, then his father has to buy him tefillin, according to the simple pshat of the Gemara, even he's before the age of bar mitzvah, when we learned tochas tefillin, I think it was last year, 3 years, I forgot already. So we said that our minig is not like this. Our minig is like those who shown him will learn that until he's mamish bar mitzvah, he doesn't wear tefillin. The Gemara is talking about something else. But the simple pshat of the Gemara is that it's similar to the other cases, that the child under the age of bar mitzvah, once he's 9, 10, 11 years old, he knows how to treat the tefillin appropriately, the father's mechuyav to make sure he has tefillin. Yodel Adabe, once the child knows how to speak, Aviv Lomdo Torah Kriyashma, then he teaches him Torah and Kriyashma, Torah Mayin, the famous Gemara, Rahum Nuna, Torah Tzilvan Moshe, etc., Kriyashma, Mayin, Pasuk Rishon. So this is the famous Braisa, which talks about the mitzvah of Chinuch. So it's interesting to note that the Gemara doesn't tell us the age per mitzvah, because it's going to change according to the mitzvah, it's going to change according to the Kogon. So not some Ketanim are more advanced, they know how to shake a lulav earlier than others, then the father would be required to buy the lulav for the child at the early age. Poskim points out that there's something interesting about this Braisa. When the Braisa talks about the stage or the age of being chayv in mitzvot, so the Gemara says that once the child knows how to shake a lulav, he becomes chayv in lulav. So the emphasis is that shaking a lulav is not ma'akiv in the mitzvah. The mitzvah of lulav is mechi'ag be'nafik. Once you pick it up, so you're technically yelt in the mitzvah. The person says, l'kachtem l'chem b'yam ha'rishon. So just picking up the lulav is the mitzvah d'araisa of nefilas lulav. So why does the Gemara give the shiur of chinuch katan hayodeil and anea? Why does the Gemara say that you only become chayv in lulav when the child knows how to shake the lulav? Why doesn't the Gemara say katan hayodeil lag bias a lulav? The katan who knows how to hold on to the lulav should be chayv. And anea is a much later stage. It means my 3-year-old knows how to pick up a lulav, but if you give him he can hold it in his hand, but he can give it to him to hold on to, he would whack his brother with lulav. My 6-year-old probably also whacked a 3-year-old lulav. Okay, but whatever. But to be l'naneya, so it takes a much later stage of development. Simply when it comes to l'satef, so l'satef literally means to wear. When it's summer, it means to wear over your head or to wear your body. So the Ramon Uchus Tzitzis writes that the child is not chayv in tzitzis until he knows how to wear the tzitzis, keeping 2 strings in the front and 2 strings in the back. So that's not ma'akev. If I wear tzitzis and I don't have 2 in the front and 2 in the back, the pashas is a milti anyway. So why does the child have to know dafka to do it this way? So you see, Yisod, that the Chachamim, when they instituted chinuch, so they wanted the child to do it the right way. It means they didn't want to institute a half-baked mitzvah of chinuch. Even though min ha-Torah, the mitzvah of lulav, can really be performed by picking up the lulav. Min ha-Torah, you can wear tzitzis no matter where the strings are going. Even though they're not 2 in the front and 2 in the back, as long as you have 4 strings on, 4 corners, you're okay. But the Chachamim wanted the whole idea of chinuch, that the child should get into the habit of doing the mitzvah properly. So they didn't want to institute that the child who knows how to pick up the lulav, doesn't know how to shake the lulav, he should at least pick it up. Because that, in a sense, is like for chinuch. I mean, we want the child to know that lulav means picking it up, shaking it, tala, whatever the whole mitzvah b'shleimusa is. When it comes to wearing tzitzis, so we don't want to give the kid the opportunity to do the mitzvah as a shvacha mitzvah. We're going to be misaka in the mitzvah of chinuch only at the stage when the child knows how to do the mitzvah lechatchila shav lechatchila, when he knows how to do it b'shleimusa. So you see a few different yisodos from this one simple braisa. That
this is because of the
kind of
chinuch, and that's the third
I think it's a combination. I think that the whole point of chinuch is to get him in the right step, so you don't want to start him off in the wrong step.
You call. For instance, people who have
the right. So we're going to get, when we talk about low cells, there's a lot to see about that. Right. But the outside of the mitzvah is primarily by Isurim, whereas this is primarily by mitzvah. So we're going to have to see about the chinuch set idea. We'll see in a second about that. So you see a few interesting dinim out of this braisa. There's one simple braisa about chinuch. You see that chinuch depends on each particular child. You see that chinuch depends on each particular mitzvah. And you see that chinuch is supposed to do the mitzvah in the most proper, in the full sense of the word. What's the halacha? Let's say you have a child who is already higiyah lechinuch, and he's already 10 years old, so for sure he's higiyah lechinuch. So in order to fulfill the mitzvah chinuch, do you really have to mechanech him properly in the sense of, must you give mechefteh shel mitzvah that's really kosher? So that's the bell's on the question, the chinuch says. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to buy him the $150 esrog. Maybe you have to buy him a kosher esrog, or is it good enough to buy him anything? Because maybe as long as you get him into the habit of doing the mitzvah, even if it's not 100% perfect, even if he's not really yotzei, so maybe that's also good enough. So that seems to be a major machlokes in the poskim, which really stems from a sugya in the end of Masechet Sukkah in the Mar Makomos. It's in Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim in Tafresh and Ches, in the fifth of the Mar Makomos. So Shulchan Aruch quotes the din from the Gemara in Sukkah, and then it'll be Rishon LeKatan, Kadim Sheyetzibel. That you shouldn't give the Lulav and Esra to a child in the first day of Sukkahs before you are Yotze with it. Why? Because a child can be kona something in the Torah, so when you give it to him as a present, it will now belong to him, but he doesn't have the ability to give it back to you. So it turns out that now when he gives it back to you, it's not really yours, and not yotze the mitzvah. In order to be yotze min haTorah, lulav and esrog, it has to be shelachem, lekachtem lachem, it has to belong to you. So if I was yotze already and I want to give it to the child, that's not a problem. Unless it's, you know, chutzlar, then you need it for the second day also to be yours. But let's say you live in Eretz Yisrael, so you only need it to be lachem the first day. So if I'm shaking the lulav first, it's mine, then I give it to my son, there's nothing wrong with that. But if I give it to my son first, so then when he tries to give it back to me, afi halacha, the katan can't be machne. So it turns out that I'm trying to be yotze the mitzvah with a lulav and esrog that's not mine. That's what the Gemara says. You have to make sure not to fall into this rut, not to be nichshel, and you shouldn't give it to the child as a matana. So the Mishnah Bura, in the sixth of the Mar Makomos, in Sif Vav, so the Mishnah Bura says that, I'm sorry, let's just go back to the last line of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes at the end, "V'mtovizim etino kevish le'yotz mi'ad ha'shabedami." But let's say you don't actually give it to the child, you're holding it on to it with the child, so then it's okay, the Shulchan Aruch says. So comes the Mishnah Bura and says, "Ratzalomar, ta'yidei zeh eina katan kaina klaf." It means if you're holding on to it, so I didn't give it to the katan as a matana, so then you're okay. For the chayim mutter, afilu below a gimel as a pe'utas. So he says, then it's okay no matter how old the child is. V'hua dinim lo makta leklau lekatan. Osha omelo yeheshel cha'ad shetetzibo v'yachakach heshel likivat chila. Rav lekesho, let's say, I just say to the katan, I'm lending you to Lulav and Esrog. It means I'm not makna it to him. I say the favors, I'm not makna it to him. So he says, that's okay. Says the Mishnah Bura, it's okay. El the b'chol elu ha-mitzvah slo mahani rak l'gav v'shiyo yochel ha-chakach l'tzeizbo. What it means it's okay? That means that if I want to then use the lulav and esrog afterwards, that's not a problem. Aval hakatan lo yotze b'tefila kaze, because katan wasn't yotze. I try to give it to my 6-year-old and I say, I'm lending you the lulav and esrog. I'm not giving it to you. I'm holding on to it. It's still mine. So that's great, magabe me. That I'll be okay later in the day when I shake the lulav and esrog. But tachlis, I didn't fulfill the chinuch. Ta'enu shaloi v'lo mikri lachem v'lo kimba avim mitzvah chinuch. So the father didn't fulfill the mitzvah chinuch. So the first day that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting is maintaining that just as there's a din that a gadol has to own the lulav and esrog, so too the katan has to own the lulav and esrog. If a katan doesn't own the lulav and esrog, so he's not yaitz to the din of chinuch, and the father blew it. The father didn't fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch. The eish mecharim shesoyim there. Some mecharim will say the mitzvah of chinuch miskayim gam b'shol. Now gam b'zem is chanuch habein the mitzvah. V'chein mashma b'morlechay b'shem ravani. There's a raya from a ravan, one of the rishonim, but that's good enough for the purposes of chinuch, because the whole idea of chinuch is just to get him into the habit of things, just to get him into the spirit of things. So big deal, so he lost that particular detail that it wasn't shalom. It doesn't matter. That's also okay, as long as you gave him looks like an esrog, it's tall, looks like a lulav. Even though it was 100% kosher, it's missing a critical component, the component of being lachem. That's not the end of the world. So this major machlokes here that's tucked away in the end of Hilchos Lulav is a fundamental question about chinuch. That means, what are we trying to do with the mechanech kids? So what are we trying to accomplish? Are we trying to accomplish that the child mamish is yaitzid the mitzvah, kedas u'chadin, the same standards that the gadol has to have, so the katan has to have as well? Is that true? Or do we say no? That the whole idea of chinuch is not so much if he gets it 100% on track. The idea of chinuch is that it should be in the future, that we'll get into the nice habit, the nice feeling about doing this. Listen, when he gets older, so then he'll learn all the din of Shulchan Aruch, figure out how to get a kosher lulav and esrog. So that child, whether we could put out of business all the chinuch sets of lulav and esrogim, so that depends on these 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah. So based on what we said before, that it could be it's a little shtickle raya from the Gemara, So the fact that Chazal Mesak and Chinuch Davka in a way that you want the Kotlin to do the whole mitzvah is we don't want to give him a cheapy form of the mitzvah. We don't want to just tell him take up the lulav and don't shake it and that's okay. Or just wear the tzitzis but don't wear them properly, it's also okay. But the fact that the Chavim went out of their way in Davka, Mesak and the Shir of Chinuch based on the mitzvah Bishlei Musos, that would seem to indicate a little bit that there is an Indian that we want the child to be able to fulfill the mitzvah properly. So called part of this idea of Chinuch. So although it exists only midrabanan, that means Yikra Din Chinuch is only a mitzvah midrabanan. It has its roots in the Chumash and Parshas Vayera. The fundamental machlokes in the Rishonim with the nature of Chinuch is it a chiyuv on the child or is it a chiyuv on the parent? But the nafkamin is in terms of whether the child is called a mechubedav or a bachanan's understanding of how the child could be a mechubedav if he's not chayav in losasur. And then these the yukim in terms of chinuch, whether chinuch is something that has to be done absolutely in the proper way, the same way that God does the mitzvah, or whether it's good enough as long as you get it based into the spirit of things, better that's okay as well. I just feel bad. I don't want some people to be inspired, so we try to condense it a little bit. So it was a chassid shiur today. I mean, the same thing you have by